This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free to control these airwaves. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Again, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Our website, freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there in various different ways, and you don't have to worry about buying a membership because it's completely free. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And the way we run our business is it's a little bit of a mix. It's like partially the new way of doing things and partially, you know, the old way, because we're still on radio, and we love radio.
Thank goodness.
And radio is awesome. And
radio pays the bills, pal.
Yeah, it sure does. But on the internet world, the internet side of this show, things have to be done differently. The internet audience out there is expecting a different sort of a delivery of this program. So, for instance, when we put out our podcast, which for those of you that don't know what a podcast is, it is essentially a delivery method for MP3 files or music or talk shows or whatever for music or, again, MP3s on the internet. Delivering that to the listener, that's what a podcast is. When we put it together, we chop out a good portion of the commercial content of this show. Like, on the radio, you're getting 4 minute or so commercial breaks.
Host has to go potty.
There are reasons for that. Yeah, that's one reason. But also our local stations have to be able to air their own commercials and get their local advertisers on board where they can be heard during a national show like this. So it's important to have those elements in a live radio show. But when you're not live, and you're not live when you're on podcast, then the listenership is expecting less. They're expecting to not have to listen to 4 minutes of commercials in between the different show segments. So we put one in there because you don't want somebody to be able to reach down and hit the fast forward button. It's just a different way of listening. We have to do business in
different
a different
industries
way.
Require a different thing. You know, different venues require different sorts of advertising.
And if we were to be so stick in the mud about the idea of our intellectual property, then we wouldn't be heard by as many people. If we wanted to put our shows behind a bunch of paywalls and make it so that you have to shell out $7 a month in order to get access to even listen to our show online, our internet listenership would not be what it is. And we wouldn't have...
We're the number one political podcast on the internet for the last 5 years.
We wouldn't have these dedicated... and by the way, the podcast awards are going to happen this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So we'll tell you more about that, I think, next week. But, so, you know, they're expecting... Our listeners on the internet are expecting something different, and we deliver that to them. And then they appreciate it. So you know what they do? They'll tell their friends, hey, you can go listen to this great show, and they don't charge you for it. And then some of them, probably like, you know, 1% or something like that, maybe 10%. I don't know really what the numbers are exactly, but a certain percentage of them will decide to, say, join the Free Talk Live AMP program.
I bet it's
$3 a month. No, certainly not. But maybe aggregate.
A percentage of them.
Yeah, maybe aggregate. Some of them will join the AMP program. Some of them will buy something at amazon.freetalklive.com. Yes. Some of them will do both. And
or respond to advertisers, which is very important.
Or many of them will do nothing. And that's okay, too. Because if they tell somebody else, that's good, because then that other person might do one of the above things to send some revenue our way. Because people understand that if you want to keep getting music from your favorite band, the band has to be able to pay the rent. People, you know, they want to reward the people that are making the movies and the music that they want to listen to and they want to watch. And it's just... These old industries, like the record companies and the movie industry, MPAA, Motion Picture Association, these guys are stuck in the past, and they refuse to innovate. They refuse to give their listeners and their viewers what they want. Let's go to your thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever you want as well at 800-259-9231 as we talk to William, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk about this downloading music.
Yes, sir.
I download music, and I have a CD burner, and I also have a copier that copies from other CDs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And why would they make that and sell it to me if I wasn't supposed to use it? And people, you know, that's the way I look at it.
There
I get
know.
The CDs cheap enough. And I'm not stealing their music. I'm just borrowing it, man.
That's right, because they didn't lose anything.
I borrowed all I want. They're not losing a damn dime. They made up major money when they cut the first record and put it out there.
Well, that's not true. The people that are the artists behind these record labels aren't really making a whole bunch of major money.
The record companies are raking them over the coals anyway.
Yeah, the smartest thing the artists can do, I think, is to get the hell away from the record labels, but it's their business. They can do it however they want to. I think that taking your product online and offering it up, as we've seen with some bands, they've tried this and it's worked very well, essentially offering the CD for free online, and then, you know, if you want to donate, you can chip into a chip-in or a PayPal account, and sure. if you don't like it, then you don't pay for it.
There's a lot of things behind all that. Like you say, it's the record companies that's making the money. It's not the artists.
The record companies wish they were making money.
They make their most money is touring.
Thanks for the thoughts tonight, William. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. To Glenn in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I just want to know, if I download your podcast and I give that to my buddy, are you taking me to court?
No, it's all yours, please.
All right.
Download our podcast. Rebroadcast it, man. I don't care.
I was listening to you guys talk about this lady that downloaded 24 songs and she got a judgment of $1.5 million against her.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, that's just ludicrous, really. I mean, fair enough. I mean, I'm not going to side with it being stealing or not stealing. I don't really want to get into that argument.
Because you don't have an opinion, or you just don't want to get into it?
It's not
discussion.
Worth getting into it with us.
Everyone downloads. It's just like it's the same thing. Like everyone speeds. I mean, and
there you go.
Speeding is illegal. Fair enough. There are laws against downloading copyrighted material.
But that doesn't mean it's wrong. Just because speeding is illegal doesn't mean it's wrong. And there's plenty of things that are illegal that are not wrong, and they should not be illegal, but that's a whole other story.
But that's not in our hands. But there are laws against speeding, and if you speed, there's a set fine. And if I go to that Kmart that you used to work at, and I steal 24 CDs, they add it up. And they determine if it's petty theft. Or
that's for sure. If you stole that much from Kmart, you would not be fined $1.5 million in any case. No doubt about that.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Exactly. What I'm saying is the punishment doesn't fit the crime. There's,
right. Mm-hmm. I think you've done a better job of saying that than I did, but I tried to say that in the very beginning of the show, is that, you know, here, one of the things that was supposed to make America great was that the punishment was supposed to commit to fit the crime, and that's why they had the whole cruel and unusual punishment thing. But this is definitely cruel and unusual. If you think of downloading, maybe it was even her kids that did it, and she's just protecting them.
Yep.
Downloading 24 songs. Go ahead.
There should be, you know, a statute on it. You know, if you download this song, that's how much it costs if you get caught.
Yeah, I don't think there need to be any more statutes, personally. I think they need to set the statutes on fire. you really, all you need are two rules. Do no harm and honor your agreements. Honor your neighbor's choices.
Well, I think you still have to educate on this issue of intellectual property, because people will consider it harm. And I can see that there's a certain level of harm to it.
Still, but look, listen to what Glenn said.
What jury could give her a $1.5 million verdict?
The one that did it.
Apparently, Glenn, your statement earlier was not correct, and everybody does not download music, because I wonder if the people on that jury did.
These old curmudgeons, apparently.
Yeah, probably put a bunch of gray hairs on there, is what I guess.
The fellow who just called didn't sound like he was the most...
Even if they don't download music, they should understand that the punishment has to fit the crime. If you're on a jury, really $1.5 million for... You know, if every song came off a different album, okay, so there's 24 CDs at $11.99 a piece.
Mm. Let's go high. Let's go $20 a pop. Do they still sell CDs for that much these days? I don't even know.
Oh, my. You know, $500 max.
Glenn, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. John is in Clearwater, listening also to WFLA. Hello, John.
Hello?
John, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey. I agree with you that it is an outrageous claim that they made against her, but I make software, for small businesses, and I barely make a living. I don't want that software stolen and given away.
Let's talk about that in a moment here, if you don't mind. Hang on. I'd like to bring you back. It's a different aspect, a slightly different aspect of the discussion. We're discussing intellectual property, copyright, patents. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is it stealing to take a copy and give a copy to somebody else, and give a copy to another 1,000 people? This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Kevin Richards is having problems with his identity.
Hey, Cavs.
God, what now?
I met a guy out there, had a credit score of 530. How low can you go?
Maybe his identity did something stupid. Hey, wait, like talking to goons from Kazakhstan.
Those guys were nice.
Knowing your credit score is a good start, but Identity Guard has more. And right now, you can get 3 credit reports and 3 scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our various features we have there free.
The CAM is one of them, cam.freetalklive.com. You can go there, and you can enjoy the CAM there in our chat room, which is built into the same page. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all at once at cam.freetalklive.com. The CAM is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Talking about intellectual property, is it stealing? As the record companies and the Motion Picture Association would have you believe when somebody copies a song or a movie on the internet. And now software. I think we've still got John with us listening in Clearwater to WFLA, the computer programmer. John, are you there?
Yeah.
So you were saying that that you support intellectual property laws. You support the criminal gang that essentially backs up with violence against peaceful people. The idea of using that gang against other
John
people.
John asked some questions, and you're framing his.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you supported intellectual property. Go ahead, John, with your thoughts.
Well, I do support intellectual property laws because that's the same laws that protect my copyrighted software that I write.
Well, is there software out there now that's copyrighted that's being transferred all over the place?
Yes, it's the same with music.
Do you think that they're managing to they're coming up with all kinds of solutions in order to prevent this cracking, right? And do you think that they've managed to keep a whole bunch of people from doing it?
No.
So?
I can do it. Without a problem.
Well, yeah, but you're a computer programmer, John. I mean, there's a lot of people like me out there. I couldn't do it.
I can go online and do it just the same as I can go online and download software.
Yes, but I couldn't.
And I really don't see an issue with trying it, but I do have an issue with getting a product for free and then using it and not paying for it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that what should happen to the person who does that?
No. I believe the punishment should fit the crime, but I also believe that the record companies don't catch but maybe 1/1000th or 10,000th of the people.
Likely true.
Right,
should a thief have to pay for the other 9,999 other thieves, if this is what you're saying, 900,
well,
that's not fair.
I don't know her financials. Personally, but
it matters how much money she has. Wait a second. If I'm a millionaire and I walk into a store and I steal a loaf of bread,
if you have the money, you have to make it hurt. Let's go there.
It's all about punishment.
Well, didn't you just say a moment ago the punishment should fit the crime? Now you're saying it's all about making it hurt someone.
Well, you got to stop people from doing it again.
Have you managed to stop people? You already admitted that there's thousands of programs being transferred right now as we speak across the internet. Have you stopped anyone?
Me personally,
you with your laws.
The laws?
Yeah, they're your laws. You support them.
I support them, but they've been the laws of the land. It's like if you take a book and then you reproduce it. Is that stealing?
You know, at the advent of the Gutenberg Press, that's exactly what they were doing, and there weren't any intellectual property laws, and somehow people were still writing books.
You know, it's interesting. You bring up programming. There's all kinds of stuff out there in the marketplace called open source software, where, believe it or not, programmers actually don't get paid directly for doing the programming.
They must be crazy.
They actually end up getting some of them. Now, they figured out... Get this, they figured out ways to monetize even open source software to some extent, like with Firefox, for instance. I believe that you can pay for support. So if you are like Mark and you don't know what the hell you're doing when it comes to computers,
money from advertising, though.
Whatever, money from advertising, money for selling support. So Mark might need some help using Firefox software. He would call up a support line and pay for that.
Support himself if everybody's selling the software.
I'm sorry, your question was what?
How's a small business person supposed to support himself if he's just making the software, if everybody can steal it and give it away for free?
to
well,
do?
Well, for one, you put in a deterrence, because people could walk in your front door, and believe me, it isn't the laws that are keeping thieves out of your house. It's the locks that are keeping them out, and the possibility that you've got a gun. So if you want to keep people out of your software, you create locks, and that's what most of the major companies have done, and those locks are pretty good.
Well, and didn't you say that you were essentially working on custom software, that you're designing software for businesses?
I use custom software, and that's pretty much my own personal detergent deterrent because it's customized.
Right. That's that right there is what you're doing. For those that don't know, you know, if a business needs a certain database created or some kind of a custom piece of software that is specifically sculpted for their business, they can't just go out on the internet somewhere and download that from the Pirate Bay. They actually have to bring somebody like you in, a programmer that knows what he's doing, to come in, and maybe you'd code it from scratch. Maybe you'd actually take some open source software and you'd take those pieces and you put those together.
You terrible, despicable thief.
And that's okay, because ideas should be able to be borrowed and copied and built off of one another. The reason we're here
today... I want the guy who invented the wheel, all his progeny, to make sure that they get some money.
I'm not saying that they're progeny or anything like that.
No, I know that.
If it's real property... I want to be able to make sure my property is worth money, my intellectual property is
That's
worth
your
money.
Responsibility. See, all I'm trying to tell you, the message here is that it's your responsibility to ensure that you can profit from whatever it is that you're looking to profit from. You should not be able to rely on a criminal gang called government out there to threaten people with violence.
I'm not threatening anybody.
You're not threatening anyone, but the government sure is, aren't they?
How are they threatening them with violence?
Well, I don't know. You know, if you don't show up at court, some nasty things will happen to you.
Well, plus the fact that I have to pay for the FBI who's running around doing intellectual property enforcement.
Most of the time, it's not the FBI that's doing that type of enforcement. It's agencies that the software companies or the music companies actually pay.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, because I wouldn't want to rely on the government to do that work either. However, the FBI does do it, and I have to pay for it.
Glenn, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's not necessarily easy to transfer from an old business model to a new business model, especially if you've been doing it the old way for a certain period of time. The new way can seem threatening. In fact, if you look at...
Especially if it's not your idea. Any idea that's not your idea.
Bad idea.
Always.
Right. So you look at
that's
the radio industry, we were talking about kind of the different delivery methods that Free Talk Live has for its product. There are some people in the radio industry who feel very threatened by the idea that, say, Free Talk Live or some other talk show host would have a digital version of their program. They're even more upset that they would even mention such a fact on the radio waves. Now, I think that makes sense to some extent, in that if I'm a radio station owner, I don't want my syndicated programs to be using my airtime to pitch their websites necessarily. So I understand where that comes from. But this is a new world, and we have to have a web presence. It's important from a competitive aspect in order to do that. It gives our listeners another reason to appreciate this program and to get interactive in different ways besides just calling up on the telephones. And so it's critical for us to put that out there. But we don't charge for it, so we're certainly not taking revenue away from any of our stations. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Kevin Richards is concerned about his identity.
Where have you been?
Hanging out in cyberspace. It's the new Hawaii.
What if someone got a hold of you? Like, if a criminal got caught and gave the cops you? I could lose my job.
Oh, you mean your cubicle-dwelling yes-man job?
Yes! No!
Now is not the time to risk losing your identity. It's time to get Identity Guard. And right now, you can get 3 credit reports and 3 scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, a lot of them. There on the front page of the website, you can get the last week's worth. And then if you click into the archive section, you can download all the way back to late 2006. At freetalklive.com, the archives are brought to you by HostGator.
That's right. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get a .anything domain name there. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They make it easy for you. They've got more than 3,000 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, HostGator .freetalklive.com makes it easy for you. It is absolutely easy over there. HostGator.freetalklive.com. Use that portal that we've created. Get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right. The main topic tonight has certainly been copyright and the idea of intellectual property. And is it stealing to copy something? I say no, because stealing connotates loss. And when you copy something, the original owner doesn't lose anything. You can copy, thanks to the digital realm, you can copy things infinitely.
Well, I'd like to discuss, if we could, you know, sort of some of the realities of what fraud is in this area, though. If I create a, say, a DVD of a major motion picture, and then I use the same cover of the DVD that that DVD has, I'm committing fraud in that I'm perpetrating my DVD as the major motion pictures DVD. It's one thing for me to share a DVD digitally with you, and then you have a copy and I have a copy, and two things are created where one previously existed out of ones and zeros. But it's another thing entirely for me to sell what is a fraudulent copy, and because then I'm perpetrating fraud on the person to whom I'm selling it. They don't necessarily know. I think that there's a point where people do know. When you're talking about that Gucci handbag that you're getting for $25 out of some guy's trunk, I don't think anybody really believes that's a Gucci handbag.
Or the guy selling the Chinese DVDs or the ripped DVDs on the side of the road. You know, those guys are not selling likely the official version of whatever it is that that you're going to buy.
Yeah, I still have a problem with the way they're packaging it.
I see what you're saying, Mark, but there are things that the marketplace
that would
can
be,
do.
That would be a fraud perpetrated against the person who's buying it. So you have to find a person who's buying it that believes, in fact, that they're buying something that they're not.
Yeah, and there are things that the marketplace can do to ensure that you know what you're getting. So when you go to Walmart and you're looking through the DVD section, you are guaranteed, there's a 100% guarantee that what you're going to buy is the official release, likely, of that.
Because Walmart wouldn't be involved in that otherwise.
Correct, because they have a certain reputation that they would like to uphold. Now, if you go to some shifty warehouse store that, you know, that doesn't have the same level of rep that a Walmart or a Target might, then you never know what kind of quality you're going to get. Maybe you'll get a good deal, maybe you'll get a piece of crap. This is one of those things where buyer beware. And so I see what you're saying. It makes sense, the fraudulent aspect of it, but still, it's your responsibility as the buyer to be sure that you know what it is that you're getting. And if you're buying something from a seller that you don't know and you aren't sure as to what the quality is, too bad. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your thoughts. Ross is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ross.
How you doing?
Hey, Ross. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I agree with what you're talking about. You forgot to mention Beethoven's descendants. They're not getting royalties either.
They're being robbed.
Well, I hope they don't know it.
Yeah, well, they don't at this point. The amazing thing is that these people, if you believe in intellectual property, have been being robbed throughout the decades, and somehow they're piddling along in their little lives just happy as clams.
Well, I don't know about the intellectual property thing, but here's my point. I've been on the Internet for 10 years. I downloaded some MP3s, maybe. And here's the gig. You know, you have to first look the song up, then you have to download the thing, then you got to look for it in your computer, then you got to organize it onto a CD that you're going to burn it on.
Yeah, yeah.
You also got to know how to use your printer, because you want to itemize your songs. I made that mistake. I didn't know what I had on my CDs. Point being is this. They're shutting these things down. I'm not going to download any music, but I'm also not going to go to the stores and buy it, because I never did. And I think more people fall into that category.
Yeah, I think that they're really going after people that weren't their customers, and in a lot of ways weren't going to be their customers anyway. So their product could be out there and could be enticing new people, growing their market segment, or they could just sue people that they wouldn't have gotten money from anyway. Because the fact is, I just don't spend that much time listening to music. But, you know, I was listening to some today that somebody sent me one time. I don't know whether they paid, but I don't have any idea.
Sure, right. Right. There were numbers on this when this thing first broke out 4 or 5 years ago. They lost about $1 billion. They made $3 billion. They lost $1 billion. What the music companies did was they made the bands give them part of their proceeds from their concerts, which was historically theirs, theirs, to get their money back.
You know, the idea that they lost $1 billion is just that they somehow were owed that billion, that they should continue to make that billion on into the future. We made this billion in 2004, damn it. We should make that billion in 2005.
I know you're not giving it to us. We're going to take it from the guys that made the music.
Yep. And
just
I don't
dinosaurs.
Think, I don't think the kids are listening to major label bands anymore. I could be wrong.
I don't know about that.
I don't. I'm not. I just don't know. But I think that a lot of them are getting their stuff through the internet. As a band,
more and more, for
you
sure.
can deliver your music for free to the people that want to hear it. And they just don't need the major record labels any longer. And they're dinosaurs and they're dying.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Russ?
What's that?
Any other thoughts you want
to
share?
Well, I would like to say another thing, because you guys have raised this point, and I've been listening for quite a while, the promotional end of it. I do some selling on the internet, and it has to do with copyright. That's as far as I'll go. But the truth is you're right. If somebody hears so-and-so's song, they may go out and buy that CD. So they're actually shooting themselves in the foot.
Absolutely right. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, what do you want?
There's two points here. There's one, the practical aspect of it, and the other, the sort of intellectual aspect of intellectual property, the theory. Very few people are going to be convinced tonight on the theory of intellectual property that we're talking about. However, there's no denying the practical application of this, that it is absolutely nuts to charge somebody $62,000 per song, and that the music industry is dying, and that there needs to be a new way to distribute music.
And putting your product out there, as he pointed out, gets it in front of more eyes and ears. You're putting it out for free, it gets it in front of more eyes and ears than it otherwise likely would have, meaning more people will be turned on to your product, and more people will be more likely to decide to support your product. It's simple. And it works for the people that try it and have a good product. It's like, I think you said earlier, Mark, you know, it's getting more difficult for these music companies to shove down a CD full of crap with one hit on it. And that's, how many times have you done that? In the 1990s or whatever, you went and you bought a CD because you heard a great song on the radio, and you were totally bummed out by the fact that the CD sucked.
Well, you know, and to the opposite of that, think about, you know, the CDs that were really great, that actually had four hits on them. One that comes to mind is She's So Unusual by Cyndi Lauper. I mean, that four hits on one album? It's nearly unheard of. There's a handful of albums that managed to do that, which means that most albums were one hit song, and then the rest was just stuff you wouldn't listen to. So you memorize where the song is on the CD, and you just keep on hit repeat or whatever.
Now that you can't do that anymore, you've got to have a product that's a better quality if you want to be able to play in the digital age, because people should be able to try before they buy. It makes sense. I want to know if that game is good. I want to know if that show is good. I want to know if that song or that whole CD is good before I decide to put my money up for it. There's a neat character on the internet, the video game nerd,
yes.
The angry video game nerd, and he reviews all these horrible games from the 1980s on the Nintendo Entertainment System. And the question has been, how could these sucky games have come out? How could this have happened? How could their quality have been so poor? Well, you didn't know what you were getting until you bought the game at the store.
Yeah.
There was no way to know. Now you've got the internet with reviews and video footage and all kinds of ways to get information on the product that you're buying in advance. The game's been stepped up.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Kevin Richards is trying to protect his identity.
Kev, what is this thing?
It's your new home, buddy. You're going to be a bubble boy, so no one can steal you.
I don't want to... Hey!
See, there's even a bucket for you to sit on.
Okay, but what if I have to...
Just flip the bucket!
Not living in the real world isn't really an option. Time to get protection from Identity Guard. And right now, you can get three credit reports and three scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all
all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in, toll free, and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there for you for free. Head over there at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us, amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of stuff, even used items. You can get in there, amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through our portal, and a portion of the purchase price goes to us. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, all you Tea Partiers out there, you know that the socialists are teaching your kids in school. Here's a way to counteract it. How soon do you want to start teaching your child about the ideas of liberty? Well, I figured I couldn't start soon enough with mine. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children. It's probably for ages maybe 2 or 3 to 7. I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls about what you want. And Forrest is on the line with us, listening in Louisiana. Forrest, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to KBYO.
Oh, yes, sir. I think y'all are just a little off on the intellectual rights aspect of it. I feel that it's more of a copyright, which in terms could be more of a physical object for the people who own them. And y'all might be, I don't want to call y'all old, but I know a lot of youngsters out there seem to download a lot of music on the internet, and I think that could cut huge losses in all the record labels' profits. And
so,
I don't know.
Okay, we're not old.
Well, I mean, well, defined old, I'm 30.
You're 29.
Well,
I'm 30.
One person was talking about printing out what was on their CD. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, but people
On radio, you're generally dealing with an older audience, and it's easy and much easier to make examples that fit with them. So when you're talking about young people downloading music on the internet, and that's a reality.
Mm, oh yeah.
What do you propose to do to stop them?
Well, I've known that people in the past have talked about actually as companies track their download and music sharing, that they actually talked about billing their internet provider directly and charging them that way, because in essence they honestly are stealing someone's copyrighted material that they paid for.
No, they're not stealing. They're not stealing because nobody loses anything. They don't lose any physical property. It's not stealing.
You say they lose no physical property. True, but they did lose property that they paid for in copywriting and by younger children who
property they paid for in copywriting. Can you explain what you mean by saying that? I don't understand.
Well, they paid money to a gang.
If I'm an artist and I go and pay someone to produce an album, I'm paying so that I can eventually make profit off of them.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
You're not guaranteed anything. When you go into a record studio and you hire that record or that recording studio for however much dollars an hour it costs, and you put an album together, you're doing it on the speculation that somebody's going to like it and buy it. You might be making the crappiest music known to man and won't ever sell one copy to your grandmother. You don't know what's going to happen after you put that album together. Nobody owes you a purchase of that album. Just because you've made the album doesn't mean that you're going to be guaranteed any sales. And what do you say to the idea that putting something online and allowing it to be shared will actually increase the chances that somebody will buy your album?
No, I don't believe that just giving it away for free in the mainstream market of these more mainstream artists, I don't believe giving it out for free.
It's your business whether you want to believe it or not, but there's plenty of evidence to show proof of concept that absolutely does work.
All right, well, you said that if you go and record an album, you're speculating that you'll make money. But you're certainly not going to make money off of something that you produced and copyrighted for some child or some adult, either or, to go and send it from friend to friend for free.
You just don't have the right vision, my friend. You're not looking at it the right perspective. You're not seeing how people sending your album from friend to friend increases the amount of ears hearing your album, thereby increasing the likelihood somebody's going to go to your website and hit a donate button or buy the actual CD to have a firm copy of it.
Right. We give away this show for completely free on the internet. And somehow or another, there are people that are giving us $5,000 a month in order to be.
That's more like four.
Okay. $4,000 a month has been as high as five in order to be members of our little club where you get special perks.
I love open market and, open source things, but no offense to y'all, but Nelly by no means is making $4,000 a month off of his things. He's in, you could say, he could just make money on his concerts and things like that, but a large amount of his profit or any other artist's profit is on
that. Are you saying that we make more money than a major music rap star?
Certainly can't say
no, I'm saying
that.
You don't. And I mean, just saying it's cutting into their profits, which are certainly important to them. I understand that open sourcing is important.
That's just your opinion that it's cutting into their profits. You've no evidence of that.
That is a fact. You cannot say it's my opinion that it's cutting into their profits. It certainly is cutting into their profits.
But there are plenty here. The other side of that, and that's why this isn't a fact, the other side of it is there are lots of bands that are doing the freemium model, that's what this is called, and they're making it work and they're making plenty of money.
Millions, I believe.
And I'll grant you that in the world of internet downloads that it's likely that you won't see the superstars living in their super palaces and all that kind of stuff after creating a couple of hit songs, and then they never do anything again, a la Barbra Streisand or something like that. But really, what does the world lose there?
Well, if I want a song, and if I, you know, and I'm 23, if I want a song, I could certainly go on the internet and copy it from someone else. But I don't, because I respect them, so I go on a site like iTunes and pay for it. But if I want the song, I'm gonna get it. And some people who aren't willing to pay for it will go and steal it, when if their only option was to pay for it, they would pay for it. And that's a direct relation of the profit losses. If I want the song,
it's called they're called free riders, and it's okay to have the free riders, because they still do valuable things for you by telling other people about the music that they've downloaded or sharing that music to others, so those other people might listen to it and say, yeah, I think this is really good, and I am willing to go ahead and pay for it. You just have to let them be, rather than spending your time and your effort going after them. Mark, can you imagine, and thank you for the call tonight, I appreciate hearing from you, but Mark, can you imagine how much more difficult it would be? Let's say we didn't have the vision of the freemium model with Free Talk Live, and we wanted to really crack down, put all of our archives behind a paywall and make it so that our listeners had to pay $5, $6, $7 a month. And then we could start spending our time looking around on the Pirate Bay and the various different torrent sites out there to make sure that
ourselves busy to make sure that not a single one of the dozens of people that are now listening to our podcast, because we've killed the thousands and thousands of people that do otherwise.
Let's also hire a lawyer as well, so he can start doing the same work.
Chase down those half a dozen people.
We can then increase the costs that we're charging our advertisers, and thereby increase the cost of their products that they're trying to sell to our listeners. I mean,
we make important work here, and we can't have people just listening to it without paying us.
Any amount of that level of any amount of enforcing these this intellectual property concept costs us the opportunity of being able to create what we want to create.
Opportunity costs.
That's
indeed.
The real opportunity cost.
Yeah. That's the real loss, is that people still think that no matter what, that they're going to, you know, talk about this intellectual property thing. Oh, it's stealing. I put time into it. And, you know, I get it. If somebody's out there selling your product that you created, I consider that despicable. But I have, you know, shown how the marketplace can work around that issue. This is about people sharing things among other people. And, you know, if it's about intellectual property, then I shouldn't be able to share the CD that I've actually purchased with you, Ian. I mean, you shouldn't be able to listen to the music unless you pay.
Yeah.
Why is it that I can let you listen to a CD, but I can't copy the CD and give it to you? Why is it that you could hear it on my computer when I played it, or borrow my computer and hear it, but I can't email it to you?
Why can't I take a movie and play it on my home theater system and charge an admission for people to come in? I mean, I had to pay the money for the home theater system, but it's okay for me to bring people in and not charge them admission, right? I can have a whole bunch of friends come in and watch that movie and not charge them a dime, and they could sit on the leather seats, and
they could bring a bottle of wine, you know, and the things like that.
You could also take donations. But the Tota Sack, the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, you can get it now if you're caller number, 1-603-435-1105, 603-435-1105. Go to totasack.us to order a pack for yourself. It's a great little device. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.